Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gerber Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I want to tell you the truth, but nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this, all right? Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, another rabid Jewish-hating event broken up by police at Columbia University. Ilhan Omar's daughter arrested there. Ah, yes. It's what Dwight Eisenhower, the former president of that university, warned us about. Number two, what is happening to ordinary Americans is driving a crime wave that is a bit unusual. Thieves are targeting food, stealing it by the truckload because it's so expensive. Yeah, it's real. And number three, what a great day. It is Free for All Friday. The Common Sense Hotline open at 877-310-9966. And that means we are open to hear from you, America. I do this every week because I need to take the pulse of this country. The rules are simple. Keep it clean, like you were talking to your grandmother. Number two, if you have been on the past 30 days, please wait so the lines don't get clogged. Let somebody else get a word in edgewise. And number three, do not call me to discuss other shows or hosts or complain about something one of the networks we broadcast on is doing. I don't have time to waste on that. The number, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. Here's your word of the day, Bidenomics. We start this hour with this. Listen.
Truckers are on high alert after more than $12,000 worth of pork was stolen from a tractor trailer. Now, police say the trailer was parked overnight in northeast Philadelphia. They say the trucker was sleeping in his cab when he felt a shake as the thieves rifled through the trailer. Now, it's reported they made off with 56 cases of pork. According to Truckers News, food and beverage trucks are popular targets right now for cargo thieves, especially with higher food prices. Truckers News says last year, more than $130 million worth of cargo was stolen from trucks in the U.S. That's a 57% increase over the previous year.
Yeah, there you go. Stealing food. Yeah, the economy's doing so well. What are people on the front lines of this? People we call Americans, what do you think of this? Well, we might find out. We're going to go to Idaho first. Steve has been patient there, waiting on the line. Steve, welcome to Free for All Friday.
Good morning, Steve. Boy, are you a light at the end of the tunnel.
Could be a train.
It could be, but it's more like the light in the Gallatin Valley in the morning.
I love the Gallatin Valley in the morning, by the way. I lived there for a number of years. Anyhow, that's Montana, for those of you keeping score.
A couple of points. The Patriot Supply stuff is great for a bug-out bag.
Oh, it is.
It's great stuff.
It is great. You can go to preparewithgruber.com to find out what he's talking about. Look, I've got a bunch of it here. I also got one of those solar generators. Love it. So I can recharge my phone, my computer, my flashlights. I'm not dead in the water, even if I lose power at home. And I can't get my backup generator to go. I've got that always. Go on.
Hey, one other thing. The CR report that you were referring to, it's funny how watermelon is right at the top of the list.
I saw that for the pesticides. Yeah, for the pesticides you're talking about. Yeah, I saw it was right at the top of the list, those pesticides. I had it right here. Push it right to the side. Let me see. Most common foods. I'm going to run this off to people. Watermelon, kale and mustard greens, green beans, potatoes, bell peppers. And number one worst offender is blueberries. Weird, but thank you for checking in, Steve. Keep it clean out there. Wash your fruits and vegetables. Yeah, wash that stuff. All right. Robin, and by the way, preparewithgruber.com. He's not wrong about that. Good place to go. Robin in Vermont. Robin, how are you today?
Quick here. I just have some quick ideas that I think would work good for Republican political ads.
All right.
To counter these Democrats on the subject of abortion. First of all, I think we should get this the word abortion out of our vocabulary and actually tell it, you know, call it what it is, murder. I mean, abortion to me is just a fancy word for murder. But anyway, just listen to her for a second here. This is what I have come up with. Murdering children in our classrooms and abortion clinics is the most horrendous crimes against humanity and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this is something that could be used, I think, has a shock factor to it. And I think at this point, that's the only thing they got to run on.
Yeah, you can't get their attention any other way, Robin. I greatly appreciate you. You're not wrong, but look, the problem is abortion or whatever you'd like to call it. And it is murder. It's just a matter of whether or not you're okay with it. That's always been true. My father taught me that 50 years ago. Abortion's murder. Is just okay, a matter of whether you're okay with it. But it doesn't work for Republicans on the ballot. We have to find some way to neutralize it politically. Otherwise, we'll lose every election from here till the end of my life. And I don't want that to happen because other things are at stake as well. Thank you for checking in. I do greatly appreciate you contributing. Going to the Tar Heel State, John is in North Carolina. John, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, my friend. What's on your mind?
Boss man, 2012, I fell 40 feet and landed on concrete. I'm not supposed to be alive, but God bless you. God bless you with writing poems. The last poem I wrote was this right here. It's called Freedom in the Cage. The silence of speech, your freedom in the cage. You're free to walk the beach, but Big Brother's got you paged. There might be something to eat, but it won't be your forte. They're out of meds for your feet. The silence, they can hear what you say. You'll work where they tell you to, like it or not. You'll do what they tell you to do, because you're a human robot. One world utopia, is this how it's supposed to feel? Enough of this woke-topia, man. Come on, what's the deal? And that's about the way I feel about how crazy this world has gotten. I've watched it just disintegrate in 4 years. I started watching you guys about 4 years ago when I got my Roku, and I am just totally astounded growing up as a Christian, the Christian schools and whatnot.
It is crazy, isn't it? It's off the track, yeah. John, that's a good poem, Woketopia.
Never realizing how quick it could happen. You know, when good will become wrong and wrong will become right.
Well, Ronald Reagan always said we are one generation away from losing all our freedom. He was right about that. John, thank you for checking in. Really good. Really
Steve,
appreciate
real quick,
that. Go ahead.
I see you on your TV. All of a sudden, outside the Beltway popped on. I don't get to see you now.
we'll be on more. We're working on it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, man. God
all right, we got
God
one more
you.
Before we get to the end of this segment. Cleo is in Ohio. Cleo, one of my favorite fishing lures of all time. Cleo, how are you?
Guy, Director Christopher Wray. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
So you had the FBI Director Christopher Wray just bring some attention to China hacking, basically. I believe that's the way the Democrats will say in the 2024 election that there was a problem when Trump win. They're going to say there was a problem, and Biden's going to try to stay in office by saying, well, we had hacking in our election, and we can't allow for Donald Trump to become president because China hacked our election. So when he's brought that to Congress' attention, talking about there's hacking going on with different things, that's the preliminary ability for the Democrats to say to themselves, that this 2024 election was not properly done, and it was rigged, and for them to stay in power and cause Donald Trump all kind of issues to regain the White House. Exact same things that they said happened did not happen in 2020. They're going to say did happen in 2024 because they always utilize and the same
thing. They're going to try to win it in the courts. Cleo, I think they're going to try to win it in the courts. I think they're already laying the groundwork for that in Ohio and elsewhere. I got to jump, son, because I'm out of time. But Cleo, thank you as always. Greatly appreciate it. I'll be right back on a free-for-all Friday.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9000.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.